Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Unless the legislature says otherwise, owners of flooded land can keep hunters, fishers, and boaters off their property. The South Dakota Supreme Court issued that opinion this week in a Day County case. Game, Fish, and Parks has maintained that members of the public may use the water as long as they get to it by legal means. But landowners say it's up to the legislature to enact a statute. So far, lawmakers have declined to do so. SDPB's Victoria Wicks has this report.
In its opinion, the Supreme Court lays out a bit of history. In 1868, when surveyors were marking bodies of water, they included meander lines, only around water that was likely not to dry up. They did not include potholes or sloughs. Over the past decades, weather has changed the landscape, and in 1993, rainfall turned sloughs into lakes in northeastern South Dakota. Two of them in Day County are now known as Jesse Lake and Dury Lake. The landowners say people started using the water and ice in 2001 for recreation. Landowners reported villages of ice shacks with people driving vehicles onto the ice, firing guns, blaring music, getting drunk, operating loud machinery, and littering. On certain days, landowners reported more than 200 boats in the water, and in winter, more than 70 fishing shacks and vehicles on the ice. The landowner's attorney is Ronald Parsons, Jr. During November oral arguments, he told justices about the disruption.
Right now, it's chaos. And it's chaos and confrontation, and people don't respect. People just drive their ATVs right across farmland. They block farmers' equipment. See the pictures in the record of trucks circling on these Drown County roads. Farmers can't drive their machinery by. And they say, well, we're out here because GF&P says we can. I called them and they said, go ahead.
He says landowners reported the situation to Game, Fish, and Parks, who replied that the public can use waters as long as they get there legally. In 2014, landowners sued Game, Fish, and Parks. That case was heard by Fifth Circuit Judge John Flemmer. He ruled that the legislature has not acted to allow recreational uses of these non-meandered bodies of water, these former sloughs, and he issued an injunction to stop the encroachment. The state was represented in oral arguments by Assistant Attorney General Ann Mines Bailey. She maintains that the state holds these waters, like any other waters, in trust for public use under the public trust doctrine. And as long as those using the water are getting there by legal means, the water is open for recreation.
It would be lovely if we had something from the legislature giving a bit more direction, perhaps providing a bit more protection for the landowners to allay their concerns. But I don't believe it's necessary. I believe there is a broad legislative policy which has been enacted, which mandates that water must be put to beneficial use the fullest extent possible.
She says landowners can't exclude anyone because their rights are limited by public interests. But the High Court ruled in a 2004 opinion that it's up to the legislature to decide if these non-meandered waters are open for recreation. Today's court affirmed that decision. Justices say until there is legislative authority, no one can facilitate public access to these flooded sloughs. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.